Now we want to welcome our next guest, Mike Pauk, who's joining us on the KRDO Newsline. 50 pairs of then and now photos displayed at the Library 21C through August. And what a great way to celebrate the sesquicentennial that's coming up this Saturday. Mike, let's talk about the exhibit and how people are enjoying it so far. This opened about a month ago or so, and it's great to talk to you about it going on today as we get ready for the celebration on Saturday.
Well, thanks, Dan. We had the opening for the exhibit on July 8th, and we had a packed house, and I was very thrilled about that. I've gotten a lot of great responses from people who were there and people who have been visiting the library ever since. So if you want to check out the exhibit, you can go during regular library times and take your time to read all the descriptions and check out all the photos.
What I find fascinating is, because I love history, number one, it's always fun to look at what Colorado Springs looked like back in the day. Do you actually take, and I haven't seen the exhibit, and I plan on doing it, but give us kind of a focus of what these what the pictures look like. Are you at the same angle and kind of the same vicinity of each then and now photo?
Well, one of the things that I decided to do early on was not to exactly copy someone else's work. And there are a couple of reasons for that. And one was because I wanted to put my own signature on each of the photos. When I made that decision, I was literally standing on the corner of Tejon and Platt trying to duplicate a panoramic image. And when I looked at the image and I looked at the scene, I realized that I would have photographed it differently. So I made that decision at that point. And also, one thing that people will notice is that there's a lot of photos of people. I also realized early on that the photos I enjoyed most contained people because I wanted to know who they were. I wanted to know their stories. So I decided to then photograph people who are doing great things in our community at the current time so I could tell their stories because they're part of our history moving forward.
Was it fascinating doing this? Because you look at all the rich history of Colorado Springs, 150 years, it's unbelievable. And there's 75 pairs of photos that people can take a look at. But talk about what you learned in the process.
I the first thing I learned is that Colorado Springs history is jam-packed with all kinds of stuff. I wrongly thought at the start that portraying 150 years worth of history would be easy. And I found out quickly that there was a lot. And because of the nature of our history, it's impossible to show everything. So that's the biggest thing that I learned. And, you know, some of the stuff that's in the exhibit, it's just there for fun. But other things are, you know, very significant parts of the history of the city.
Yeah, this Saturday is going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be there as well. You have a book available for people to purchase as well. What's in the book?
Yeah, so in the book, there are 75 pairs of photos, and there are also forewords by Mayor Southers and Matt Mayberry from the Pioneers Museum, as well as the Library District. I've also included my notes on each of the photos. That's one of the things I found missing when I was doing my research, that I really didn't get an insight into what the photographers did to create their images. So I tell some of my stories, and quite a few of them are really interesting.
That's excellent. Now, you're going to be outside the Pioneers Museum as well. I would imagine people can get information. You wrote a song written for the project by your friend. Talk about the song and the significance.
Well, I actually didn't write the song. It was written by an artist in Australia named Marcel, and we became friends about a year and a half ago. Through some radio contacts of mine. And I have been sharing with her for quite some time the progress on the project. And she knows more about Colorado Springs history than most people who live here, and she's never even visited.
Oh, that's so excellent.
I asked her if she would like to write a song to go along with a slideshow that I made that's actually playing at the library right now. And she was all over it. Her and her other friends went and they created this amazing song called Your Colorado Home. And it's available on all of the streaming services right now. And you can look it up on YouTube as well. They made this unbelievable music video, and we're getting some really good traction on Australia right now.
Excellent.
So I'm big in Australia.
That's excellent.
And I think it's amazing that people on the other side of the world are getting in on our celebration.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Mike, wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, and hopefully a lot of people come out and celebrate the sesquicentennial of our great city, Colorado Springs. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Dan.